My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin has to negotiate a hostage situation. Will the yak unit have to be sent in? Listen and enjoy.
So we have an Asian woman, it would appear,
yes.
And an African man.
Yes.
Would you like to hear more?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, you were talking to the agent.
No, he said it was your friend.
No.
Yes.
No, he's not.
He said he's your friend.
He's not my friend, he's
the
agent.
Yeah, no, he said he's your friend.
No, that was no word to say to you. Maybe you can talk to him one more time, okay?
You can hear me very well.
I can hear you. I can hear you well. Yes.
Yeah, what I was trying to say is that I gave her some money.
You gave her some money.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, you can hear me very well now.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you're all right. So you know what? I should probably get some information on you so I can better help. Give me one second. I only get a pen and paper. Hold on one second.
Can you hear me very well?
I can hear you perfectly clear. Okay. So what is your name? What is your name, sir?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What is your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is James.
James, and your last name?
Is that? Can you hear me?
Yes, your last name. I need to get some documentation so I can help my buddy Han. Yeah, I need some documentation so I can help Han out. So. What?
Why you have to do that initially? Because I have this benevolent mind to help people. That's what I've always trying to do, always, to help people.
Okay.
So I tried helping her, and you know, she's about leaving.
Mm-hmm.
She has to give me the money, but she leaves.
You're holding her prisoner?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very nice.
Yeah, you know, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I helped her initially, so she has to be very kind to me or turning the money back.
I understand.
If she does not return the money back because I if she does not return the money back, I didn't see her as a good person. Yeah. I didn't see her as a good person because I tried all my best to help her.
Right.
When she had none.
Right.
So now we're talking about being realistic over here.
Realistic.
I'm being realistic, and I don't like doing things that don't favor me. Now I did it for her. She has to do that same favor for me too by returning the money I had to give to her.
Right. Right. So so you're an agent, and I guess you're handling this for Han. What company are you with, James? Your company, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It seems like you can't hear me when I have questions. What company are you with? Huh. Got silent again. Hate when that happens. You there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Dude, I can hear you loud and clear.
The network is bad.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I'm going to speak very slowly so it doesn't echo too much. James.
Okay.
James.
Okay, no problem.
What?
Okay.
Yes. What company are you an agent with?
AP's. Do you know about AP's?
No, can you spell that for me, sir?
Oh, AIRPEACE.
PEACE. Oh, Air Peace. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is a travel agency?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, and your website is airpeace.com, correct?
No, not.
What's your website?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, man.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me very well?
I can hear you amazingly well.
I don't have, because now, let me tell you the truth and nothing but the truth. Because now I didn't just want to stay here and listen to anything again, because everything I told her, I thought she was going to give me the money when she called me since yesterday. I don't know about what you're trying to say now, because I really want my money, because if I don't get my money, I'm going to hold her hostage.
How are you going to hold her hostage? Do you know she's like a ninja?
Yeah,
She's a ninja. She will rip out your heart and make you eat it. You're not going to hold her hostage, man. I know this girl. She's an ass kicker. So forget about holding the hostage thing. Don't even make threats to me, because you're fucking with the wrong motherfucker, James. James, I will get a yak unit over there so fucking quick that your head will spin around.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.